The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's turn to those tragic events in Venezuela. Two earthquakes hitting within a minute of each other. Thousands now feared dead as rescuers continue to search collapsed buildings. We're joined by the head of UNICEF, Peter Power. Peter, I know the official death toll at the moment is 164, but I don't think there's any doubt that the death toll is going to be considerably higher than that.
Good afternoon, Shane. Yes, this is the word we're hearing, unfortunately, from the ground, that many, many thousands of people are missing, either presumed dead or alive under rubble. And obviously the first 24, 48 and particularly 72 hours are critically important in the relief effort. But these look like very significant earthquakes with widespread damage. And we've yet to see how it's going to unfold, but it looks very significant.
You know Caracas well, I think I'm right in saying you've been there relatively recently. Is it, obviously in terms of its geology, it's vulnerable to earthquakes. In terms of the buildings there, would they be particularly vulnerable to such a strike?
Yeah, correct. In fact, that's the one thing that struck me immediately I arrived in Caracas, is the tens and tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of I hardly say homes, dwellings, buildings, literally stacked on top of each other, going right up very, very steep mountains. And I was saying to myself, I said, these must be incredibly dangerous. And that was before any suggestion of an earthquake. And there has been the information today is that many, many thousands of these dwellings and houses have been damaged or destroyed. So, the underlying environment in Venezuela is very, very fragile. Anyway, you know, years of conflicts, political instability, massive underinvestment into systems. UNICEF has a presence on the ground there, you know, for many years, and almost 8 million people, more than the entire population of Ireland, already needed humanitarian assistance. So this is going to add significantly to that.
Yeah, I'm reading reports as well that access to X social media has been, which had been censored for the last 2 years, has been restored as a way of helping people make contact with their loved ones. But I suppose that shows the kind of challenges that aid workers are going to face on the ground. We're hearing reports of rescue teams from the likes of the Netherlands and France going there. What role can UNICEF play?
Well, there are several stages to every earthquake emergency response. The first and foremost priority is to save those who are buried under the rubble. Obviously, they're in dire need of immediate assistance, and getting rescue teams either in from the country itself or from abroad is a critical priority. As I said, the first 72 hours are critical in terms of saving those lives. Unfortunately, then, after that, it becomes really a rescue operation, even though there are some notable exceptions to that. But by and large, it becomes an emergency humanitarian response. And often the damage you see above ground is matched by the damage below ground, with pipes and infrastructure, electricity lines, but particularly water pipes damaged. So what UNICEF particularly concentrates on in emergencies of this nature is the provision of safe and clean water, without which humanitarian emergencies can get an awful lot worse very, very quickly, particularly in an environment like this. And there is some strong incoming weather that we're very worried about that will hamper the emergency response, as well as the closure of the airport. So this, it is a very challenging environment in which to operate. But they're the initial stages: search and rescue, retrieval, moving on to recovery, moving on to immediate humanitarian assistance, and then providing, you know, tents, tarpaulins, medical assistance, water purification tablets, all things like that are critically important.
I'm just looking at the latest figures. The suggestion is now over 25,000 people have been reported missing. Which is it's shocking, really, isn't it?
Well, the area which was affected most, which is to the north and west of Caracas, it's not the most accessible area. And, you know, my experience tells me that, unfortunately, in these remote areas, the numbers just escalate rapidly. And that, of course, compounds the fact that they are remote areas, compounds the challenges faced by humanitarian aid agencies trying to get in there, provide immediate humanitarian relief, trying to get these tarpaulins and tents, safe water, basic health care, you know, protection for children. And obviously that's the primary concern of UNICEF. But it looks like at this stage, even though, Shane, this is 24 hours, 36 hours in, it does look like on the very higher end of these emergencies, and it does look like it's going to require quite a big international response. And indeed, the President, Delcy Rodriguez, has called for major international assistance for the country.
There will be people listening to this today and now and saying, look, is there something they can do to help? They will want to help. What should people do?
Well, traditionally, Irish people have been absolutely fantastic in supporting humanitarian response by Irish aid agencies. That has been noted, and it's really a badge of honour for Irish people around the world. I travel a lot in the work I do, and I hear this again and again, and it's something I like to emphasise to Irish people, your listeners. You know, this is something that we can be extremely proud of as a nation. We have this reputation right around the world of being very empathic, very generous, very understanding of these situations, and you know, people do lend their support when it is required, and we're extremely grateful for that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Head of UNICEF, Peter Parrott, thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder this evening. It is an unthinkable and unspeakable tragedy that Venezuela is going through at the moment.
25,000 people missing, some of whom I think you can presume are dead, and no doubt that's going to rise, isn't it?
And the idea of two earthquakes hitting both over 7 on the Richter scale within a minute of each other it's an extraordinary thing to happen.
Absolutely extraordinary. I was in with UNICEF, in fact, the border between Turkey and Syria after the earthquake that they had there, which was a massive and massive earthquake. And if you saw the fallout that people experience afterwards, absolute devastation. Dreadful stuff.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.